You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm Smelly the dog. I am a mutt. I'm Smelly the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I'm a good girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony. We share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. Do a fountain. Live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm Smelly the dog. I am a mutt. I'm Smelly the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and Super Smiles. Welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my possum sidekick, Super Smiley. As the pet lifestyle coach, I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle and then help train them so they keep that pet forever. And Super Smiley is the national spokes dog for the American Humane Association Hero Dog Awards, an amazing star-studded event which will air on Hallmark Channel October 30th. With stars like Betty White and Victoria Stilwell, all out to honor the bond between humans and dogs. And this is why we're here today, to highlight the top 8 hero dog finalists, from military war dogs to law enforcement dogs to therapy dogs. Every one of these is a hero. And 6 of them are with us right now. Welcome, hero dogs and your wonderful people. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
We are so happy you all are here. I want to meet each one of these amazing dogs now, but first, to let our listeners know how the Hero Dog Awards works, dogs are nominated from across the United States in 8 specific categories, each of them contributing to enhancing and actually saving lives. The categories are military dog, arson dog, law enforcement, search and rescue, guide dog, service dog, therapy dog, and emerging hero dog. Congratulations to each one of you for winning your categories. And this is going to be the best Super Smiley adventure ever. So let's meet the dogs. Let's start with military working dog Chaney. Chaney saved our troops' lives in Afghanistan and Iraq. So welcome, Corporal Matt Hatala. Welcome.
Hey, Megan. Thanks for having us. Chaney and I are happy to be here. Chaney did an excellent job in Afghanistan and Iraq finding bombs and then continued his service once he got back home, helping us advocate for service dogs for returning veterans.
You two are amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. And next we have service dog JJ Krasik with Michelle Krasik. JJ monitors and saves Michelle's daughter, KK, every single day. And she even sat in the operating room during her surgery. Welcome, Michelle and JJ.
Hi. Thanks, Megan and Super Smiley, for having us. Yes, JJ is our service dog hero, and she is working for my daughter, KK, as well as spreading awareness of the wonderful things that service dogs can do.
Every dog here is just amazing. And we have therapy dog Susie. And Susie is one of Super Smiley's personal dog friends. Susie survived being set on fire and went on to change animal cruelty laws in North Carolina. Welcome, Donna Lawrence and Susie.
Thank you, Megan. We're so happy to be here again with you. And yes, Susie is our therapy dog winner, and she changed the law of North Carolina after being set on fire and left for dead. She inspired North Carolina animal cruelty law, which protects animals now who had no voice, so she gave them a voice.
Wow, a little dog with a big, big voice. Congratulations, Donna and Susie. And we have Coda, law enforcement dog. Coda has such drive to serve and protect that while detaining a suspect in a crawl space, he fell through the ceiling, severely injured himself, crawled back up the stairs to work with his teammates and resume the apprehension. Amazing work. Job well done. Welcome, Corporal Brittany Katinsky, Near, and Coda. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Megan and Smiley. It's so great to be here. Coda is a law enforcement category winner, and he just is an amazing dog. He showed true loyalty when he came back up the stairs after breaking his leg the way he did.
He did. He truly did. Bless him and bless you for keeping us all safe for all the work that you do. And we have arson dog Kai. Arson dog Kai has worked more than 200 fire investigations, and she's here today with her person, Justin Davis. Welcome, Justin and Kai.
Hi, Megan. Thank you for having us. Yeah, Kai's an arson dog. She's a shelter rescue dog. She's also worked 2 fires this morning. So we've added to our numbers today.
Wow. You all are so busy, and everybody is doing amazing, amazing work. And next we have Xena, the warrior puppy, the emerging hero dog. Now, Xena, the warrior puppy, she was starved and dumped as no more than a skeleton. She was miraculously found, given a 1% chance of survival, and now she is the service dog to young Johnny Hickey, who she nurtured from silent autism to a talkative little boy. Welcome to Zena and to Johnny's mother, Linda Hickey. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Megan. Yep, Zena is the American Humane Association's emerging hero dog, sponsored by Trupanion. We are so excited to be here. Yeah, Zena was given a 1% chance of survival. She endured abuse, neglect, abandonment, and beat every single odd and continued her heroism when she was adopted into our family and became a savior to our little boy who has autism. She went from to hero.
I love that. Well, bless you and your entire family and little Zena. And we also want to mention two more finalists who could not join us today, but we want to give them shout outs that they deserve. In Afghanistan, January 2010, Sergeant Michael Malarcy was blinded and severely wounded by an incoming IED, which killed four of his military team, including his best friend. 1 year later, guide dog Exxon became Michael's new partner and allowed him to serve active duty as a blind airman. Congratulations and best of luck to Sergeant Michael Malarcy and Exxon. And again, thank you and bless you for your service. And then finally, we have disaster and search and rescue dog Brittany, who is one of the last known surviving search dogs who worked at Ground Zero after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. She's also worked some of the worst disaster sites in the United States, including Hurricane Katrina. Denise Corliss and Brittany, we want to thank you for your service and wish you the best of luck. Super Smiley and I are so honored to have six of the hero dogs on our show here. Thank you to all of you for all you do. And we're going to find out more about your dogs, their missions, and what kind of heart makes a hero dog right after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock!
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley adventure with the top hero dog finalists for the American Humane Association Hero Dog Awards, being held in Beverly Hills September 27th and televised on Hallmark Channel October 30th. Super Smiley was their spokes dog last year as well. He's the first dog to be asked to be the Hero Dog Awards spokes dog 2 years in a row, and he was the only dog to present on stage an award, the Inspiration Award, to Academy Award nominee Ryan O'Neill for Farrah Fawcett. So good job, Super Smiley. So now we want to hear from each of our heroic guests about their journeys. And let's start with Coda and Corporal Brittany Katinsky-Neer. Now, Coda is a law enforcement hero dog. Corporal, first, thank you so much for your service to your community and your work with Coda.
Oh, thank you.
And I want everyone to know that Corporal Katinsky is on duty right now. That's her radio that you hear in the background. So if we lose her during the show, we want to make sure you know that we're wishing you the best of luck and blessings in your work. So we touched briefly on the events that revealed just how committed Coda is to doing his job and to protecting his team. Can you tell us more about that event when Coda actually risked his life to continue working? Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, basically we responded to a breaking and entering call. When we arrived on scene, there was obvious forced entry into the residence, so we needed to go in and secure the residence and look for suspects. We conducted a search of the residence using Coda. He searched two floors and didn't locate anybody. When he got to the third floor, he started alerting. He showed me that by barking that he smelled somebody. We peeked around the corner and saw someone sitting there completely covered in wall insulation. He wouldn't listen to commands. He would not comply with our commands. I released Coda to go get him. Coda shot right past him and went into an area of the crawl space I couldn't see. a few moments later, I hear another voice coming from where Coda was saying, all right, I give, I give. And Coda was growling. I could tell he was actively engaged with that person. And a few moments after that, I hear a loud crash followed by subsequent severe yelping, a sound I never heard come out of Coda before. I asked the suspect, what did you do to my dog? And he told me that Coda had fallen to the ceiling.
Wow.
Yeah, he continued yelping for about between 30 seconds and a minute. And, you know, I couldn't immediately go down and get him because we needed to get these two individuals in handcuffs and the scene under control. By the time I was able to hand off my suspect to another officer, I turned around and Coda was standing right there. So
wow,
somehow he
right
managed to climb back up the stairs.
Amazing, amazing the heart these dogs have. And how much do law enforcement officers with canine teams rely on their dogs? They're really important, aren't they?
Oh, he's the eyes and ears and nose I don't have. He's an incredible animal and the bond is unexplainable.
You would trust Coda with your life and you do, don't you?
Absolutely. No
wow.
doubt about it. I know he's got my back.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that story. And next, Corporal Matt Hatala, you're there with Chaney. So tell us about Chaney's tour as a war dog in the Middle East. Tell us what he did.
Chaney went on one tour with myself. From his military records, we believe that he went on three other tours as well, one to Iraq and two other to Afghanistan. While we were deployed, you know, we had a very successful deployment. Our motto was always, it's not how many you find, it's how many you don't miss. And Chaney and I were never on the patrol where we had anyone, you know, get hit by an IED, which was my main goal going into it. So our deployment was a success. We came home, and I didn't see him for about, you know, 7-8 months. Got a job working out in South Carolina at the place where he was. Got to see him every day again. But at that point, he'd already been paired with another Marine to go back over to Afghanistan. So I knew for the Marine safety and for Chaney's safety, you know, I couldn't really be in his life at that point because he needed to know that he had a new handler and I couldn't confuse him with that. So it was pretty difficult showing up to work every day and having to be in there in the kennels and not, you know, not being able to go stay out of your best friend. Unfortunately, that job was lost. We had a contract position. We lost our contract. So I ended up moving back home to Iowa. And it was about a year and a half from when I put in to adopt Chaney to when I got a phone call that he was finally ready to go. And so we went out to North Carolina, three Marine buddies of mine, and we grabbed him. And at that point, I was working with a service organization back in Iowa called Retrieving Freedom, training dogs for veterans with post-traumatic stress and physical disabilities and also children with autism. So it was really a no-brainer to bring Chaney into that equation and have him start going around to, you know, different events that we put on and, you know, different things that we went and spoke at. You know, he kind of turned into an icebreaker for a lot of different veterans.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to these events and kind of open up conversations that, you know, were really beneficial to us in getting veterans to, you know, kind of open up to us and, you know, look deeper into our program. So he was an amazing kind of mascot for us at all these events.
I love this. Sounds like he's a wonderful ambassador for military dogs and also for helping veterans with PTSD, for actually helping people, right? Still, he's continuing his work, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We currently don't live in Iowa anymore. We moved up to Michigan, but we still keep close ties with, you know, that organization back in Iowa and try and do as much as we still can from where we're at now.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Corporal Hatala, for your service and for Chaney. God bless you and your work. And also, let me just give a quick shout out now to a dear friend, Sherry Duvall with Canines for Warriors here in Florida. They also train service dogs for veterans with PTSD. And I just went and visited her last week and met four of the most wonderful warriors with their new dogs. So thank you so much, Corporal Hatala, for what you do. I have seen this work firsthand and it is amazing. And next we have Donna Lawrence and Susie. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Megan. How are you? We're so excited to be on here.
Thank you. Welcome. Welcome back. Now, Susie has won the therapy dog category. And I love when you said Susie is a hero dog because she didn't stay a victim, even though Susie was terribly victimized by being set on fire. Tell us what she's done and accomplished since then. It's a lot.
Yes. You know, in 2009, Susie was beaten, set on fire, and left for dead in a park in Greensboro, North Carolina. And she had second and third degree burns over 60% of her body. Her jaw was broken. Her teeth were knocked out. She was a mess when they found her. She's just about, I'd say, 6 weeks old. She's just a little bitty puppy. And This happened to her just because she licked a baby in the face, just showing love and affection, which, you know, animals do, puppies do. So anyway, after this happened, her perpetrator was caught, but he didn't get any jail time because under North Carolina structured sentencing guidelines, it didn't allow for jail time for first-time offenders. So once I found this out, Susie and I together, we used her to rally all over North Carolina, and we went into Asheville, Raleigh, Charlotte, everywhere that would have us and speak and set up booths and talk about animal cruelty and what we could do to change the laws, and got people on board to vote for Susie's law, and they just started being flooded, the senators did, with emails and postcards and calls, and they knew that people meant business in North Carolina, and they said, you know, we're going to have to do something here because the laws in North Carolina had been changed over 100 years. So we took Susie, we marched her right before the House and the Senate, and once they took one look at this dog, I mean, how could you say no after seeing her scars and no ears and then how loving and affectionate she was. And so they voted unanimously, and we went before Governor Perdue in 2010, and Susie's paw prints on the bill, and she signed the law with Governor Perdue right beside of her. It was an amazing time for North Carolina. It was just an awesome time. But, you know, not only did Susie do that, she saved me as well, because 10 months before I met her, I was attacked by an abused, neglected dog, but I was trying to help, and caused me to have an early miscarriage, caused me to lose my ability to have children, and I was a mess emotionally, and I was just fearful of dogs, and Susie helped me conquer my fear of dogs. I saw this puppy forgiving humans and loving, and I thought, if she can do it, so can I. So we're like kindred spirits. It's like I can relate to her tragedy. We both have scars, you know, we've both been through a lot, but yet we didn't stay victims, and we move on to change legislation. And we want to continue to spread awareness to animal abuse.
I love that, Donna. Yeah, you all have affected the landscape for dogs and for animals in a big, big way. So congratulations on that, and congratulations to Susie and Kai and Justin Davis. Now, Kai is an arson dog. Justin, what does she do in her work as an arson dog? What is an arson dog?
Well, what arson dogs do is they're trained to find petroleum-based hydrocarbons, and what we're looking for are things like gasoline, charcoal lighter fluid, the things that bad guys usually use when they intentionally start a fire. And what's special about Kai is that she was a shelter rescue dog. She was saved by the Central Illinois Humane Society. And luckily for her, while she was at the facility, some of the people there observed her getting in a big toy box and finding a tennis ball, and they thought that she had a great, you know, a great nose and had a great personality. So some calls were made, and she was put into the State Farm Arson Dog Program, and that's a great program. Since 1993, they've put over 300 canine teams together to work in arson cases. She was trained by Maine Specialty Dogs, and she now works, you know, with me in fire investigation for the San Antonio Fire Department.
I love that in your interview on television, you said that Kai represents what a shelter dog can accomplish. And there are, you know, several shelter dogs here. Smiley's one. But I love that you just phrased it so well, what a shelter dog can accomplish. And we want to congratulate the shelter for recognizing her talent, right? Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. We've been fortunate to be able to be in contact with all the people that were involved with Kai, rescuing her and then observing her, playing with her. And the way they described her personality 4 years ago is exactly how she is right now. She just has this drive and determination when it comes to playing, and it translates into investigating fires. You know, fire scenes are very dynamic. They're environments of heat, smoke. There's lights, firefighters, police officers in the middle of the night. And what we ask our canines to do in the arson field is to go into these foreign environments to look for trace elements of accelerants to help us put bad guys in jail. And she
wonderful.
Serves the city of San Antonio now, and she's part of my family.
Very well said. Congratulations to Justin Davis and to Kai. And next, let's go to service dog JJ with Michelle Krozik. Michelle, JJ, she's not a war dog or a law enforcement dog, but she potentially saves the life of your daughter every day. Tell us about JJ and your daughter, KK.
I was dropped off in a night box at a local shelter as a little tiny pup and was rescued and trained by Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws. Originally, her destiny was going to be a diabetic alert dog until we came into the picture. KK, who just turned 8, has a rare condition called mastocytosis, where she starts to have reactions from just everyday triggers, such as being too hot or cold or stressed or tired. Just about anything that a little 8-year-old girl comes in contact with, she can have potentially life-threatening reactions to. And we don't have any monitor for her reactions until JJ along. And JJ became so good at her job and alerted us so early about KK's reactions that when she had to have surgery this past December, her surgical team requested that JJ be in the OR to assist them to monitor for KK's reactions. And JJ goes to school with KK and is at her side at all times. And not only does she help KK and saves her life, but she also teaches about the benefits of service dogs, silent disabilities, about it's okay to be different. And she really does give hope for anyone who has rare diseases. In our world, our hope didn't come from modern medicine, but our hope came in the form of a rescued pup with one heck of a nose.
I love that. And she's also a shelter dog that you mentioned that. So congratulations, Michelle and JJ and KK. Congratulations to all of you. And next, let's go to Zena, the warrior puppy, and Linda Hickey. I love her name, Linda. First, tell us about the horrific circumstances surrounding Zena when she was first discovered and rescued.
Sure. She was abused, neglected, beaten, and she was dumped in somebody's front yard. She was starved nearly to death. And when she was discovered by the homeowner, they called animal control. They brought her to the shelter where immediate action was taken by the worker there that evening. She immediately gave her IV fluids. The vet there on duty said she just had a 1% chance of survival. It wasn't looking good at all. She was approximately 4 months old. And what the worker there, her name is Christy, decided to do was to take her home that evening to show her love and human touch and to comfort her on her last hours on this earth. And it was quite a surprise to all when she was still with us the following morning. I learned about Zena's story through our local Atlanta news here. She had been up on the TV screen as I was cleaning up my family room, this horrific photo of her on the vet table. And I really wasn't paying much attention to the news, but it took my breath away, this photo. And I mean, she looks like she's a dead dog. And so I just sat down and I started watching the news. They were looking to the public as to who could possibly have done this to this little four-month-old puppy. And I was right next to my computer when they said she had a Facebook page, and I typed the name so appropriately given to her by her foster mother, Zena the Warrior Puppy. And from that moment on, I started following her.
And she now works with your son, Johnny, who is autistic, right? She helps him now. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is absolutely correct. We filled out adoption papers, and, you know, my husband thought there was no chance that I would ever, you know, see this puppy inside of our home as part of our family. And I just was so confident. I was praying every day for this little girl because I felt that there was nobody in the world that could ever love her as much as me. And I just wanted to undo all the wrongs that were given to her. And I just, and that's why I wanted to adopt her. It had nothing to do with Johnny. At the time, we already had two pups.
Well, I'm so glad that Zena has found not only a mission, but also a purpose with Johnny. And again, it's another rescue dog moving forward to live a heroic life. And Super Smiley, everyone knows, is a huge adoption advocate. He was a 2-time shelter dog. His German Shepherd girlfriend, Angel, was abandoned 4 times. So Smiley totally rocks the human-animal bond as a pet partner's therapy dog. And he also rocks it for pet adoption and kindness with his humane education program with inner city kids and his flash mob. And Donna and Susie have flash mob with us, right, Donna?
Yes, it was so much fun. We loved it. We're going to have to do it again.
We'll have to do it again. Maybe we get all the hero dogs. We'll do a hero dog flash mob.
Yeah, that would be great.
And Michelle, I understand that it was KK's birthday recently, right? Is that correct?
It was. Her birthday was on Sunday.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now, remember, everybody, KK is service dog JJ's little girl person. So from a Super Smiley Adventure, let's all wish KK a belated happy birthday. Something to be really fun. So everybody on 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, KK!
Okay. Great. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with all these amazing hero dogs. Super Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
I'm Smiley the dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a four-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit PetLifeRadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robin Gansert, President and CEO of American Humane Association, the country's first national humane organization, here to tell you about our new show, Be Humane, on Pet Life Radio. Each week, we'll be bringing you the latest news and issues affecting our animal friends, and we'll also be bringing you interviews with Hollywood's biggest animal advocates, here to share tales about their pets and what they're doing to promote a more humane world. Our own highly experienced staff and friends of the organization will also join us each week to share what they're up to in the animal world. I hope you'll stop by. Until then, let's always remember to be humane.
Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with service dog JJ, therapy dog Susie, military working dog Chaney, arson dog Kai, law enforcement dog Coda, and emerging hero dog Xena the warrior puppy. So there are so many things to learn from you all. I am just so excited to have you on a super smiley adventure. So let's do some quick fire questions to all of you. So the first question is, what makes a hero dog's heart? Let's go to Corporal Brittany Katinsky Near and law enforcement dog Coda. What makes a hero dog's heart?
I think a lot of things can make a hero dog's heart. I think in our case, what made him a hero dog is the fact that he neglected his own instinct of self-preservation and decided that coming back upstairs to make sure I was okay and the job was finished was more important than the pain he was suffering at that time.
That pretty much covers it. And Donna Lawrence with Therapy Dog Susie, what do you think makes a hero dog's heart?
I would say it's not staying a victim and being able to turn tragedy into triumph and being able to love and forgive and move on and not live in the past, be able to live in the moment and be happy and be just being
beautiful.
So forgiving.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that. Michelle Krasick and service dog JJ, what makes a hero dog's heart?
Well, KK and JJ have an incredible bond, and JJ takes her job very seriously. And KK knows that Jay saves her life and keeps her safe.
Very cool. Corporal Matt Hitala and military working dog Chaney, what makes a hero dog's heart?
I think in Chaney's case, it was his dedication to service, not only on the battlefield, but after returning home, his remaining dedication to keep going out there and trying to help veterans.
Love it. They're all on a mission. I love it. Justin Davis and arson dog Kai, what makes a hero dog's heart?
Drive, whether it's drive to work, play, live, protect. Yep. It's a dog's drive.
I love that. Drive to live. I love that. And Linda Hickey with emerging hero dog Xena, the warrior puppy. What makes a hero dog's heart?
I think a hero dog's heart changes lives. I think that a hero dog's heart changes hearts and opinions. They spread love and hope. They impact the world. They make the world a better place. And I think that they make a difference with their extraordinary stories and their incredible service.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. In my life, I know that animals are healers and teachers if we know how to really look at them. My animals teach me something every day. So here's the question. What has your dog taught you about life or about yourself? Corporal Brittany Katinsky Near and law enforcement dog Coda. What has Coda taught you?
Coda's taught me a lot. He's taught me that I guess the biggest thing is never give up and be loyal to those that you love. He spent 9 months rehabilitating, and we finally got back to work after several setbacks. So that would be my answer. Never give up and don't turn your back on those you love.
I love it. Donna with Therapy Dog Susie. What Susie taught you?
I would have to say the biggest thing is forgiveness how you can just move on with your life and not let things get you down, and that there's always hope. She has taught me so much about hope. There's always hope no matter
that.
What you go through.
A great lesson for everybody. Michelle and service dog JJ, what's JJ taught you? You and KK, what's he taught you?
Well, I think that because KK is the only one in the world that we know of that has a service dog, I think that they both taught us that you can take a chance and that you don't have to follow the norms of what people are telling you. But that also, JJ has taught us that you can do anything as long as you use the gift that God has given you. And JJ went from a shelter dog to a red carpet.
Corporal Matt Hitala and military working dog Chaney, what's Chaney taught you?
Chaney has definitely helped me with my patience, especially when we first started working together. You know, beyond that, Chaney has definitely helped me get my life back to a place where, you know, I wanted it to be, a few short years ago. I wasn't in the same spot that I am now, and it's through him and you know, his amazing ability to work with other veterans and stuff like that I've been able to get to this point in my life again. So I owe a lot of it to him and the things he's taught me like that along the way.
I love that. Animals have the ability to teach on a whole different level. I love that applies exactly to what you just said. And Justin, what's arson dog Kai taught you?
She's taught me not to take myself so serious. I mean, she does a serious job, but she's also a big ham. So she's taught me, you know, to let loose and not be so serious all the time.
I love that. And Linda Hickey with emerging hero dog Xena, the warrior puppy. What has Xena taught you, or you and Johnny? What have you all learned from Xena?
Well, I have learned from Xena that miracles do come true, that prayers are heard and prayers are answered.
That is just so beautiful. And I believe that all of our dogs, anyone who has a pet dog, if they touch them and feel more relaxed, that's your therapy dog. When you look down at eyes, if your dog, your life companion, you're looking into your own hero dog's eyes. And I love all these lessons. And I have one more question for you all. I know and I believe that each of your dogs here deserve to be the top hero dog. We honor every one of you. Each one has a specific gift and talent, like you all have mentioned. But the question is, even though all of you deserve it, why should your dog be named the top hero dog at the Hero Dog Awards? Corporal Brittany, let's have you go first with Coda.
I think Coda deserves to be named top dog because he truly showed that bond, what a bond between an animal and a human can do and can overcome, and just the self-sacrifice. And he showed us how much better the world would be if humans were more like animals.
Oh, man, that is a very good one. And Donna, why should Susie be named the top dog that night, the upcoming night?
I would say because she has started a movement of changing animal cruelty awareness, and she's got a state law, and we hope to make a national movement to stop this epidemic of animal cruelty. So I would have to say that, and because she did bring healing to me, which turned me from being so depressed into a drive to fight for animal rights.
I love that. Michelle, why should service dog JJ be named top dog at the Hero Dog Awards?
Well, we are honored to be here among all these amazing dogs. JJ saves our daughter, Katie's life, and she really does give hope for anyone who has rare diseases.
Everyone here is together supporting each other. Every one of these dogs deserves to win. I'm just trying to point out the very specific things that these dogs have to share. And on that note, Corporal Matt Hitala, why should military working dog Chaney be given the top dog award at the Hero Dog Awards?
I believe, you know, with 22 veterans on average committing suicide our day, our work is very much far from over. And, you know, being able to win this title would just take us to a bigger platform of advocacy for us and our cause and what we're trying to do.
I love that. Best of luck to you in that platform and that cause. And Justin, why should arson dog Kai be named top hero dog at the Hero Dog Awards?
Because Kai represents what a shelter dog can accomplish. There's a lot of dogs out there in shelters waiting to be rescued, and they're just waiting for the right opportunity. And they all should have a chance to do what Kai's done.
I certainly agree with that. Super smiley, and I second you. High five you on that one. And Linda Hickey with emerging hero dog Xena, the warrior puppy. Why should Xena be named the top dog that night?
Well, I believe she should be named Top Dog. Xena is an emerging hero dog. She is an ordinary dog that has done extraordinary things. She's not trained at all to do any of the things that she has done. And, you know, she not only has this miraculous story of survival, but she has become a savior to a little boy with autism without any training whatsoever. And to me, that's pretty significant.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And on to the awards. This is a huge red carpet event in Beverly Hills with everyone dressed to the hilt. And Corporal Brittany Katinsky-Neer, I loved Law Enforcement Dogs Coda. He was really rocking that tie on the Today Show. Will Coda be wearing any bling on the red carpet?
Yeah, we actually have a black tie lined up for him. And from what I understand, we'll be having some other, a nice collar to put on him as well. I'm not sure if
very cool.
We're supposed to go into that or not.
No, they all deserve whatever they're wearing. They all deserve it. Donna, what about therapy dog Susie? Does she have a special something she's going to have on that night?
Yes, Susie's known.
I like that, yes.
Well, Susie's known for her pearls, so she'll be wearing slang pearls that were donated to her by Simon Jewelers, and we'll also have on a little tutu that she wears that was made custom made for her as well. So,
beautiful.
Yes, she always looks good in her purple tutu.
Beautiful. And Michelle, service dog JJ, will JJ have on something special?
Well, we're going to try to see my sewing skills because we got extra fabric that matches Kate's dress that she will be wearing on the red carpet, and hopefully I'll be able to embroider Medical Alert Dog and make a dress for JJ. So we'll see how that goes.
Beautiful. I love that. Now, Corporal Matt, Military Working Dog Chaney, is he going to be wearing any bling? I know that now we're into the fashion segment. It's not quite as serious as the work you're usually used to, but are y'all going to do anything special for the red carpet?
Oh, we've got some up our sleeve we're working on right now. I don't know if I can give too much play. She might be a little upset if I tell everybody about the outfit before the big night. But, no, we're going to have a special vest on for him that night.
I love it. And I love this secretiveness. It's kind of fun. It adds more mystery. It's very, very cool. Justin, what about Arson Dog Kai? Does he have an outfit he's going to be wearing? Or, you know, collar, something, some bling?
No, so just have her back.
Okay, good. All right, he's going to rock that. And what about Linda with Xena? What's Xena going to be wearing?
Oh, my gosh, I'm just laughing at all of this. this is just great. You're going to be
it's
like,
fun.
Who are you wearing?
Exactly.
You know, I think she might have to dress up just because of this little segment right here. Yeah, we're going to work on that. Maybe an
okay.
extra bling, a little dress, or we'll work on it.
Very, very cool. And Donna, you have been at the Hero Dog Awards before with Susie as an observer and as a guest on the red carpet. And the event is so exciting. There's lots of people, crowds, lights, cameras. Do you have any advice for your comrades here? Because it is quite a hectic, you know, event. A lot of chaos in a good way. Well, what do you think?
It is. I would say hustle, hustle. Be ready to go. Be ready to ask any questions because they're going to hit you one right after the other with the media. Mm-hmm. And just be on your toes and alert and just go with the flow, have fun, and just don't let it stress you out. Just have fun.
Oh, great. Perfect advice. We're about at the end. Do any of you all have any questions for me or Super Smiley about the event? Because we've been there a couple of times, too. Any questions for us? Or about traveling with your dog? Here's one thing I wanted to share with you all, and I know you all have lots of experience, especially the military dog and traveling, but one thing that I always do is I get to the airport in plenty of time so I can get my tickets, check my bags, and allow enough time to take my dog back outside to relieve himself. Just a very, very simple tip that Smiley and I always give, and that's, you know, so easily done. And last year, speaking of Smiley, we presented on stage, and I did TV media for AHA. And this year, we're going to be walking the red carpet right there with all of you and covering it for the wonderful Pet Life Radio Network, which is a media sponsor this year. Big shout out for Pet Life Radio. And tell us, where can we all go to follow your dogs on social media? Corporal Brittany, is there a place we can follow Coda?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. They can look up K9, just the letter K, 9, space, and K-O-T-A. K9 Coda.
Great. And Donna, tell us where Susie's Facebook is. Say it for us, please.
Susie's Facebook is Susie's Hope, and then it's got movie underneath, and they can also go to www.susieshope.com.
Perfect. Michelle, does Service Dog JJ have a Facebook page?
She does. Her Facebook page is Angel Paws for KK, all one word.
Love that. Corporal Matt, does Military Working Dog Chaney have a Facebook page or a place we can follow him?
Chaney does not currently have his own Facebook page, but you can find us at retrievingfreedom.org or Retrieving Freedom Incorporated on Facebook as well.
I love that. Justin, what about Arson Dog Kai? Can we follow Kai anyplace?
You can see a lot of pictures and catch up with us at the San Antonio Fire Department Facebook page.
San Antonio Fire Department. Love that. And Linda, with emerging hero dog Zena, does Zena have a Facebook page or place we can follow her?
Of course she does. It's Zena with an X, Zena the Warrior Puppy, right on Facebook.
Love that. And everybody can follow Super Smiley at supersmileydog.com. That's pretty easy. And on Facebook as Super Smiley. And I want to thank the AHA for asking Super Smiley to be the American Humane Association Hero Dog Award spokesdog. And a big thank you to everybody, to Corporal Brittany Katinsky-Neer and Law Enforcement Dog Coda, to Donna Lawrence and Susie, to Michelle Krasick and Service Dog JJ, Corporal Matt Hatala and Military Working Dog Cheney, Justin Davis with Arson Dog Kai, and Linda Hickey with Emerging Hero Dog Zena, the Warrior Puppy. Bless all of you for your work with dogs and for people, for helping keep us safe, happy, and just making the world a better place. And everyone at home right now, look down to the eyes of your dog looking up at you and give your personal hero dog a big hug from all of us. And from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley Adventure, we hope you enjoy all your adventures with your pets. We will see you on the red carpet at the Hero Dog Awards. And until next time,
woof and super smile.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.